Hey, what's going on, Process Community? It's that time again. Our Weakness WOD announcement is coming up for you guys. Obviously, we're in quarantine right now. We got the quarantine stash challenge going. Who else is doing it out there with me? I want to see what they look like. Tag me in your best stash you got. Now, in reality, though, we are going to get to talking about our Weakness WOD focuses for you guys. That's going to be our strength, that's going to be our gymnastics slash body weight, and our endurance emphasis. Obviously, when you guys get the Weakness WOD programming, you're going to get access to all three, right? Before we get into our Weakness WOD focuses, we wanted to remind you guys about two quick big announcements. Obviously, if you're a frontliner or essential worker, as an example, that might be healthcare, that might be postal, that might be law enforcement in some form or degree, military, grocery or food service. All of you types of groups of workers are essential. You're helping us get through, and we couldn't say thank you enough. But one way we can say thank you is by giving you guys a special deal where you get 50% off of any one-time purchases. So maybe that's an ebook. We just released a lot of them: lower body mobility, upper body mobility, core, and then even our cardio ebook. We got more coming. They're in the works, but that's what we got for right now. So you guys get 50% off of stuff like that, apparel, maybe it's blender bottles, stickers, anything like that that's on our website, gear-wise. But then you also get 50% of any of our training or nutrition services up to 3 months. So let's say you paired individual programming and training up with individual nutrition coaching. Boom, you're going to save over $350 by doing that over that 3 month span. That's a big deal right there. But either way, if you guys are essential and you want to take advantage of this deal before it ends, May 10th, you guys need to email us at info@theprocess.fit. Just proof of your employment to make sure who you are, who you say you are, you work for who you say you do. And then we will send you a special code that we will make up for you right then and there. All right. But without further ado, let's get into this month's focuses. It's going to be a 4 week cycle for all three of these groups. First off, for the strength group, you guys are going to be focusing on hinging. So if you want to get better at anything, pulling a barbell from the ground, Olympic lifting, right, where you have to pull a bar from the ground to get it started, whether it's a hang, whether it's from the floor, it doesn't really matter. You have to be able to have strong hamstrings, strong glutes, and strong back slash core as well, right? And so we're really working on that for you guys with some compound lifts to help with those pulls like we talked about, unilateral movements to help you guys balance out if you have any hip shift, to make sure that you guys are really healthy from left side to right side, along as just with strengthening up those muscle groups associated with pulling movements, right? And then gymnastics group, we are going to get onto some rings. So we did strict inverted movements last month. We're carrying that on now into some ring work. So with the strict ring movements, ultimately, this is to help us feel more comfortable and more balanced with having instability with the rings, right? It's going to lead us to things like maybe a ring muscle up if that's what you want to work on, right? We're not forcing people to do that, but it could lead you there if that's where you want to go. If you just want to get better and stronger with your upper body, a great way to work on that is to grab some rings. Right now you have some instability working for pushing and pulling, all kinds of different ranges of motion, right? Whether you're rowing or whether you're pulling, doing pull-ups and stuff like that, you're still having to pull in different planes of motion, and it makes it different than just doing it on a rig or a straight bar, right, that doesn't move. Or even things like isometrics. If you've ever tried to hold yourself in a ring dip, top of the dip or bottom of the dip, you know how hard those can be, but how good they can be for you guys to really focus on what muscles are contracting and how to stay balanced and engaged throughout the full isometric movement, all right? But it's a great month. We've done something like this previously in the past, but for our endurance group, last month, we had 2 5-minute intervals for you guys, right? We're taking those intervals down to where you're working in a smaller time frame. Doesn't mean less, because now we're going to have more of those intervals within that 15-ish minute window. But now that your intervals are 3 minutes of work, 3 minutes of rest, what do you think we're going to ask for? That's right, more intensity. So you guys are now going to be bumping your intensity up. Not only are you going to be working for 3 minutes, you're resting for three. So it's a 1-to-1 work to rest ratio, which means we're going to ask you guys to go balls to the wall, right? You got to be able to repeat your efforts, but we want you to be able to increase the intensity from what we progress from last cycle. So we're still gonna be getting in minor structural mixed modal movements. And some people might call this like the pain zone, the gain zone, the kind of energy systems we're starting to kind of transition to working on. Either way, guys, it's gonna be a great month. I love May, it's always a good one for us. If you guys have any questions, make sure to hit us up in the comments below or let us know, send us an email, and make sure if you're a frontliner, you take advantage of that deal before May 10th. As always, guys, trust the process and enjoy it. Here we go.